the May 10, 2016 meeting of the Erie Township Supervisors. Would everyone please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Joe, may I please have a roll call?
Member Matt Weir.
Here.
Member Justin Engel.
Here.
Chairman Mark Moyer.
Here.
Member John Foley.
Here.
Member Susan Quirk.
I'd like to announce that the Board Supervisors met in executive session to discuss legal matters prior to this evening's meeting. I also would like to remind members in the attendance that although it's posted within the meeting room, those persons attending this meeting that it is and has been the policy of the Township of Derry to tape record all public meetings for the purpose of providing accurate minutes. At this time, I'd like to invite members of the public to approach the podium and provide us. To approach the podium and provide us with any public comments or thoughts that they might have, and anyone who wishes to avail themselves of that opportunity, I'd like for them to please identify themselves by stating their name, their place of residence, and if you can keep your comments to 3 minutes or less, it'd be greatly appreciated. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Anita Menser. I live at 1181 Wicklow, and that's Hummelstown, but it's Derry Township.
Thank you.
Over the weekend, I had sent an email to each of the Township Supervisors, and I'm here tonight to publicly invite you on May 22nd at 2 p.m. to the Hershey Public Library. The Derry Environmental Action Committee is sponsoring a free premiere screening of an award-winning film entitled Groundswell Rising, Protecting Our Children's Air and Water. The executive producer of this film, Mark Lichty, will host a talk back and answer questions about the screening. And we would like to invite you, as our elected officials, to attend this. Groundswell Rising is about the process of hydraulic fracturing and the impact it has had on Pennsylvania citizens, on their water, their health, and their communities. Some will contend that natural gas is a bridge fuel as we move from coal to renewables, but the University of Cornell scientist Dr. Robert Howarth disagrees. And this film reveals a very different perspective than what we see in TV ads sponsored by the fossil fuel industry. While we do not have fracking here in Derry Township, we recognize that everything moves downstream. And we're also aware that the pipeline infrastructure for fossil fuels is rapidly becoming an underground network, literally in our backyards. In January, the United States Department of Housing and Urban Development announced the first allocation of federal tax dollars to relocate an entire community that's now living on a sinking island off the Louisiana coast. This group represents a new category of displaced people known as climate refugees. Last week, and it's ongoing, we are watching in horror as more than 250,000 acres are destroyed and 90,000 people have been displaced by a forest fire in Canada. This environmental and human tragedy brings home the point that the more carbon that goes into the atmosphere, the warmer the world will get, and the more likely we are to see devastating fires like the one in Alberta. We are parents and grandparents, people who will not actually be around to witness much of the damage that will be done to our environment. And we are deeply concerned about the consequences and the type of world our children and grandchildren will inherit. We believe it is essential to have a dialogue and that all the facts be known. It is time for a comprehensive discussion. So again, I invite you to join us on Sunday, May 22nd at the Hershey Public Library for a screening of Groundswell Rising. And one other thing I have to distribute to you tonight. When they first started fracking in Pennsylvania, there were 6 studies. The Physicians for Social Responsibility have now completed a compendium. The latest, the third edition was July of 2015. There are 680 peer-reviewed studies now about the health and the safety of fracking. So I will just distribute that link. And you can download the document.
Is it Anita?
Yes.
Anita, thank you very much for your comments. And what time on May 22nd?
2 o'clock.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else who would like to offer their thoughts or comments? Seeing none, do I have a motion to approve the minutes of the Board of Supervisors, April 25th, 2016? I'll second those. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? And the April 25th, 2016 minutes are approved unanimously. This brings us to A1 through 22 of new business. On our agenda, the preliminary final land development plan for the Milton Hershey School staff homes on Crest Lane, plat number 1266. Mr. Emmer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This plan represents five new staff homes as well as the documentation of one that was built in 2015 over the on Crest Lane, which is at the northern side of the school campus. The campus consists of 2,785.86 acres. This proposes to disturb about 9.95 acres. The new traffic for this development might produce 50 trips, although bear in mind these are student homes, so I would think that many of the trips are contained within the campus. Or, I'm sorry, staff homes, not student homes. Stormwater management will be handled on site through the use of two basins, each downstream of three homes. Waivers is probably the biggest part of this plan. The rest of it is really five new staff homes. On the waivers, with the exceptions that I'll note, all the waivers are based on the size of the property, and in most cases, they're providing the element required by the ordinance on the property. And they're all also recommended by staff and the Planning Commission. With that, rather than read through the many waivers, I think I'll focus on the three that would be just slightly different than those that would be based on the size of the property. One is a waiver from providing recorded reference of all of the adjacent subdivision plans. Planning Commission and staff are recommending that waiver with the stipulation that they at least include the recorded references for plans on the campus. They've asked for a waiver of curbs and sidewalks, and again, staff and Planning Commission have recommended that waiver with the stipulation that they enter into the standard deferment agreement. The rest of the waivers go up to letter U and are rather standard in nature. We're recommending that plat 1266 be approved, subject to the applicant reimbursing the township for costs by June 10th of 2016 and by the following items happening by November 10th of 2016. That they provide performance security, that the comments of the May 3rd, 2016 HRG letter are satisfactorily addressed, that the plans are signed and sealed, that the fee in lieu of parkland is paid, that the executed stormwater BMP is signed by an authorized agent, that the executed agreement for deferment of the sidewalk and curbs is also signed and provided no later than November 10th, that the BMP O&M operation maintenance is recorded concurrently with the plan, that the declaration listing the stormwater BMP as a restrictive covenant on the is also recorded with the plan, and finally that the agreement for the deferment of the installation of curbs and sidewalks is recorded concurrently with the plan.
Are there any thoughts or comments from members of the board?
Chuck, the location of this is, if you turn on Homestead Road at the high school, and you go down toward the campus and turn left at the environmental center.
Crest Lane's a private road on the campus. It is, again, you know, located in the northern side. Zoom in. So,
environmental. Yes. Yeah, it's out there.
Thank you, Jesus.
So any extra consideration since all these springs are out there with Spring Creek, we're adequately protecting that with the stormwater?
They've provided a wetlands certificate on the plan that they're not disturbing wetlands. The one facility is partially or is constructed now for for the house that they built in 2015, or it's partially it. The other facility, again, is kind of in the crux, as you can see, of existing utilities that are routed through this side of the campus. So they're not really disturbing much land that's not already been disturbed in some fashion for stormwater.
And is there a trail that runs? I know that old road dead ends back there. Is there a trail and pedestrian travel?
As we look at the waiver for providing sidewalks, what they've offered as reasoning for that is that they're requesting the affirmative sidewalk along the new roads and abutting streets. The project does not propose any new streets and is located in a remote portion of the campus. The only access to these homes is from Press Lane, which is a private street. The existing path along Press Lane terminates at the loop where there are three of the five student homes. So that's in this area. The two other proposed staff homes and the previously constructed staff home are located further north where there is no path along Press Lane. The portion of Press Lane will serve the three staff homes and student home, Edgewood and Valley View Barn, located at the end of Press Lane. Based on the 10 trips per day per home and the barn, there will be approximately only 50 car trips on the section of Press Lane. So they're feeling that as where I live on East Caracas, there are no sidewalks, but the 50 trips aren't going to provide an encumbrance to using Press Lane as that portion of the trail until they get out to the rest of their campus trails.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Chuck, dovetailing off of what Matt indicated, I noticed that the one house, set of houses, is less than 2,400 feet from the nearest subdivision. I just want to reiterate concerns as well. My primary concerns about this development is stormwater management runoff and its impact, if any, on local area. I just want to get your assurances that its close proximity to that development won't negatively impact that development in terms of topography and stormwater runoff.
So you're concerned with their impact on?
Yes, that one right there.
Okay. That is actually upstream of this development, so their water comes.
Again, I just want to confirm topography is appropriate for the anticipated water runoff and detention basins that are envisioned by this plan.
Yes.
Okay. Reading this, it doesn't appear that we're waiving the sidewalk, but simply deferring. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And those are the only questions I had about this so far.
One more. Chuck, what's the current status with regard to fee in lieu and sidewalks? And are we incorporating that into the zoning updates? I know it's not an ordinance now.
So the fee in lieu of is part of our subdivision land development ordinance, the fee in lieu of sidewalk installation. And that, when it was written, it specifically still allows deferments and would, of course, promote the installation or require a payment of the fee in lieu of install. Here with the size of the campus...
Just to be clear, I'm not necessarily advocating for it here or talking about this project. I was curious where we stand with that.
It's written, it's in the saldo, mm-hmm. It's an active, enforceable ordinance. Mm-hmm. So it's not part of the zoning. It only kicks in when people develop property, mm-hmm. the installation of the sidewalks. If under the zoning somebody would be doing a master plan, we'd be talking about sidewalks as well as part of the master plan, as part of the development. But otherwise, the sidewalk element is strictly imposed when people develop their property. So it's in the subdivision and development.
All right.
So
you recommend a deferment under?
In this case, because it's such a remote area of the campus, and the deferment will still allow us that if they would do something, this campus, of course, with 2,700 acres touches many, many roads. There may come a time when they propose a development that touches one of the roads where we will want the sidewalk in. I wouldn't suggest waiving it completely, so that's why we're deferring it, to just keep the township's options open as they continue to develop the campus.
So I understand this is part of a large campus, but is it different than a remote property on the outskirts of the township in a very rural area?
No. Okay. Except that Crest Lane's a private road. So if this was out in the sticks, so to speak, of the township, we may want to do a fee in lieu of sidewalk, knowing that we will never build sidewalk there. Here, we wouldn't really, in our ordinance, have the ability to cause sidewalk to be built along a private road.
Right. So forgive me, what are we deferring?
When a subdivision touches a property, it encompasses the entire property. So, as with many of the waivers, they're for the whole 2,700.
Okay, so it's very different from another property located in a very rural area.
Sure, yeah, in that way it is, yes.
Got it.
Yes.
Chuck, it's fair to say that you were recommending you recommend that we adopt the recommendations made by the Planning Commission at its April 5th, 2016 meeting. With that, do I have a motion that we approve the preliminary final land development plan for the Milton Hershey School staff homes in Crest Lane, plat 1266, subject to the Planning Commission's April 5th, 2016 recommendations, and with recommendations made by Mr. Emmerich this evening?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Foley, seconded by Mr. Engel. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, and the plan is approved unanimously. Turning to the next several items on our agenda, items B1 through 8, C1 through 8, D1 through 8, and E1 through 8, they all appear to deal with authority to execute an application for a traffic signal approval for various portions through various resolutions. Resolution 1468, 1469, 1470, and 1471. Is that true, Mr. Nagle?
That's correct, Mr. Chairman. These are all for a streetscape project. These authorize the township manager to execute an application for traffic signal approval. One at Chocolate Avenue and Homestead Road. The second one at Chocolate Avenue and Linden Road. The third one at Chocolate Avenue and Cocoa Avenue. And the fourth one at Chocolate Avenue and Bridge Road.
Would it be appropriate then to address them as we have as a group?
Yeah, have one single motion approving resolution 1468, 1469, 1470, 1471.
Okay, thank you. Any questions or comments from members of the board? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve resolution numbers 1468, 69, 70, and 71?
Mark, can I forget? Can I ask a question?
Absolutely.
Okay, so these are part of, Lauren, I don't know if you're the best.
Matt.
These are part of the requirement for the HOP for the streetscape, or what's,
yeah.
How do these fit into the whole picture?
Right, so this is part of the 422 streetscape project. These are for modifications to the intersections of the signals at that. Anytime that we modify a PennDOT permit, which is the HOP, we need to update those plans, and that's what this is authorizing Jim to do.
Okay. So this is just sort of part of the process.
Exactly.
Okay.
Does this include the timing detail?
Yes, any change to signals, including timing, striping, the adaptive signals, everything's all included here.
And this would be for those adaptive mechanisms?
That's included in this application.
Right. Okay. Thanks.
Any other questions? None. Do we have a motion to approve all of the four resolutions?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Engel, seconded by Mr. Foley. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed. And resolution number 1468, 1469, 1470, and 1471 are hereby approved unanimously. This brings us to item number F1 through 14. authorization for the chairman of the board of supervisors to execute a grant agreement for the Dauphin County Local Share Municipal Grant Program for the New Hershey Volunteer Fire Company Station. Mr. Negley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The township that I support was fortunate enough to receive $250,000 in grant money to be specifically used to pay a debt service on the Hershey Volunteer Fire Station.
Are there any questions in terms of signing that grant? None noted. All those in favor of authorizing the chairman of the board of supervisors to execute a grant agreement for the Dauphin County Local Share Municipal Grant Program for the Hershey Volunteer Fire Station project? Do we have a motion for that?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Foley.
Seconded.
By Mr. Weir. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? And that authorization is granted unanimously. Item G1-14, authorization for the chairman and board of supervisors to execute a grant agreement for the Dauphin County Local Share Municipal Grant Program for the M.S. Hershey Foundation. Again, Mr. Nagle.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The M.S. Hershey Foundation applied for and received $25,000 in grant money for the conservatory. The township acted as a sponsor for this. This is the reason that the township has to execute.
Are there any questions?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Foley, seconded by Mr. Engel, and the authorization for the chairman of the board of supervisors. Oh, sorry.
Did we vote?
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? I apologize. And the authorization is granted unanimously, authorizing the chairman of the board of supervisors to execute a grant agreement for the Dauphin County Local Share Municipal Grant Program for the M.S. Hershey Foundation. Next item on our agenda is the award of the voluntary sidewalk and curb reconstruction project and bid letting and construction of handicap accessible ramps. Mr. Clark.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Once again this year, we're offering to residents our voluntary curb and sidewalk program. And as of this time, we have 75 interested participants for about 3,100 square feet of sidewalk. On April 18th, we held a pre-bid in the conference room at the Public Works facility. Three contractors attended that: Doug Lamb Construction, Central Penn Pavement Services, and Red Rock Incorporated. Those are the only three contractors eligible to bid, and that's who attended the pre-bid. Only two of those contractors actually bid the project. That is Central Penn Pavement Services and Doug Lamb. Red Rock is the construction company that has done it the last 2 years. Doug Lamb has worked for us before, as has Central Penn. Doug Lamb's low bidder with a total bid of $77,483.56, which equates to $17.25 a square foot to the residents for their sidewalk. And that's who we recommend you just be awarded to.
Any questions for Tom? And again, Tom, your personal experience with Doug in terms of quality of work product?
And they do very good work. They've done a lot of work in Mount Joy and several of the other smaller communities, I believe, in Milltown and High Spire. Also, they come to streetscape type projects and ADA ramps.
And he was, in fact, the lowest responsible bidder?
Yes.
Any questions for Tom? Do I have a motion to authorize the award of the sidewalk and curb replacement project to Doug Lamb?
Second.
Moved by Mr. Weir.
Seconded
by Mr. Foley. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? And the authorization is awarded unanimously. Items I-1-311, the extension of conditional approval of the preliminary final subdivision land development plan and stormwater management site plan for the Hershey Downtown Center, plat number 1258. Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Board of Supervisors previously approved this plan on November 24th, 2015, conditioned upon several outstanding items being addressed by the applicant no later than May 24th, 2016. To date, 8 of the 11 conditions have been addressed. However, the applicant has asked for a one-year extension time to be able to address the other outstanding items. As I believe you're aware, construction has stopped on the property. I was after having a commitment from the developer that the fence remain in place during this stoppage. He has committed that today. In light of those items and in an effort to keep the project moving, I'm recommending that the board extend the November 24th, 2015 approval of plat 1258 for an additional 12 months. That would be until May 24th of 2017, subject to the following items being addressed. That the applicant reimburses the township for cost incurred in reviewing the plan no later than May 24th, 2017. That performance security in the amount of $1,887,837.62 is provided to guarantee the completion of the required improvements, and that the accompanying agreement, the developer's agreement, is signed no later than May 24, 2017. That the fee in lieu of dedication of park, recreation, and open space for the 21 dwelling units be provided no later than May 24th. That an executed agreement from the entity providing the street sweeping maintenance for the pervious pavement is provided no later than May 24th, 2017. That the PennDOT approval letter for the traffic impact study is provided no later than May 24th, 2017. That a copy of the revised property deed, including language identifying the stormwater BMPs as a restricted covenant, is provided no later than May 24th, 2017. And finally, that the stormwater best management practices operation maintenance agreement and the revised property deed listing the stormwater BMPs as a restrictive covenant is recorded concurrently with the plan.
Thank you, Chuck. Any questions or comments from Mr. Emmer? Hearing none, do I have a motion that the November 24, 2015 approval of the preliminary final subdivision land development plan and stormwater management site plan for the Hershey Downtown Center, plat 1258, be extended for an additional 12 months until May 24, 2017, subject to the recommendations outlined by Mr. Emmer.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Foley.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Engel. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? And that approval is granted unanimously. The next item for consideration is the consideration of the release of a portion of the performance and security provided for the preliminary final subdivision and land development plan for the Milton Catherine Hershey Conservatory at the Hershey Gardens, plat 1250. Mr. Emmer?
This is ordinary business.
So moved. Moved by Mr. Foley.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Weir. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And that release is approved unanimously. Final item on the agenda, K1-26, is permission for Hershey Park to hold fireworks display on Monday evening, July 4th, 2016. Mr.
Nagler. This is our annual request from Hershey Park for July 4th, rain date July 5th. They provide a certificate of insurance, name of town is additional insured. That's about all I have to say about it.
Thank you. Any questions or comments? None noted. Do I have a motion to permit Hershey Park to hold fireworks display Monday evening, July 4th, 2016?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Foley, seconded by Mr. Weir. All those in favor?
Aye.
Say aye. All those opposed? And that permission is granted unanimously. At this time, I'd like to invite members of the board to share with us any correspondence that they may have or any announcements that they may have. And I'll start off to my left with Matt. Anything, Matt?
Yes, since the last board meeting, we had another stormwater stakeholders meeting with the municipal authority, and we discussed the impairment of Spring Creek as the factor in our stormwater project and also fee credits. We had a DTMA meeting where DTMA took over a small sewer line from Londonderry Township, and I attended the Miller Chevrolet groundbreaking and the University Tech Center dedication, and in both of those, they complimented township, and I guess this is your department, maybe, Chuck, how well and easy was the work of the township done? That was not only brought up publicly, but also talking to the construction managers, and they were very complimentary. And last thing I wanted to mention is that it's a good time for tree identification. If you look around the township, the ash trees are dying pretty fast. So if you see trees that are either dead or dying branches, they're ash trees. Some of them, I guess, are in Shank Park, so you have to keep an eye on them. And I guess that the residents that have trees dying will be notified if they're a hazard. Correct, Tom? Is that correct?
If they're between the curb and sidewalk, yes. Okay. The only place where we have a significant population of those is out on off Brookside Avenue back in
Lamp posts
up in there. There's a pretty good population. I know some of those people have been proactive and had them treated over the last year or two.
Yeah.
Some of them, however, right now have come down and have been permitted to come down.
Yeah. And have they been responsive to tree vitalize program if it comes around?
That I can't say off the I don't know how much activity that program has seen out there in the last 2 years.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Matt. I had the privilege of attending Kiss Hershey Back last weekend with fellow supervisors Matt Weir and Susan Court. Matt accepted Arbor Day Award on behalf of the township again and had some very nice comments to make. And Susan Court also provided some very fine remarks on behalf of the township at the Kiss Hershey Back event. It was a wonderful event, very worthwhile, and I think a special thanks needs to go out to the medical students and the Hershey Medical Center faculty and staff who helped organize that event. It speaks volumes that somebody as busy as medical students and individuals who are involved with the medical school would take time from their busy schedules to do something as productive and wonderful as help make Hershey and Gary Township a beautiful place to work and to live. So a special thanks to everyone who was involved with Kiss Hershey Back. Special thanks to Matt and a special thanks to Susan for that. John?
I also joined Matt at our recent the groundbreaking for the hotel on Chaffin Avenue, in addition to the ribbon cutting at the medical center. Beyond that, I have had various meetings with the police department on a wide range of issues. The fire department, we continue to work on the fundraising. The capital campaign committee has resumed their activities in an effort to pay off that mortgage. We've got a little under $1 million to raise yet, and we are working on our third phase of that campaign. As it relates to the transportation initiatives, Mr. Engel and I met with our township engineer today, reviewed all of the many projects that we have going on, and just got updated on them. I've attended the job meetings for Park Boulevard realignment with Mr. Clark and some of the details surrounding that. It's been a pretty active time, so.
Thank you, Justin.
Just two quick items. I see some Oakmont residents in the back there. Just wanted to comment on the crossing from Oakmont over Wood Road. We have the study, and we just, supervisors, we haven't agreed on what we're going to do. It's a $20,000 to $30,000 project, so we talked about it this morning at our transportation meeting, and we have to figure out how we're going to fund that, and then we'll discuss it at another time. The other thing I wanted to mention was that we were in the process of trying to find a financial advisor to help the township with some multi-year budgeting and modeling so that we can be planning for a lot of the capital projects that we're working on. And so in that effort, we met with Jay Wenger, who presented in front of the board at our last meeting. We had a meeting with him. And tomorrow we'll be meeting with Public Financial Management to expand and continue that search. That's it.
Thank you, Justin. Mr. Nagler?
I have nothing to report.
Thank you. Chief?
The only thing I have is I had the pleasure of attending a luncheon on Friday where Detective Matthew Dotz was selected as Law Enforcement Officer of the Year by the American Society for Industrial Security. Matt does a lot of work with social media and technology, and he was honored by the society as a Law Enforcement Officer of the Year.
Thank you, Chief. Tom?
I have nothing.
Thank you, Tom. Barbara?
I have nothing this evening.
Terry?
I have nothing this evening.
Matt?
Just a quick reminder, the Fishing Derby that was canceled due to weather this past weekend is rescheduled for Saturday, May 21st at 8 a.m. at Bullfrog Valley.
Do we have a stop?
So far, it's still there.
Oh, excellent. Okay. Thank you very much. Matt?
Restoration continues on Locust Avenue. They have all the curb and sidewalk in, the base paving done. Just need the final wearing course there, and then that course portion of the project will be completed. They started working on pipes on Homestead Road, so everything continues to go very well with that project.
Any questions or comments from Matt?
Thank you.
Chuck?
I'd just let you know, since we've started our vacant property registration, we now have three properties registered.
Thank you. Lauren?
Just a couple of things tonight. First, thanks to each of you for attending the Townies event last week. We had probably about 150 people that came out for that. It was a great event for the organization, and we really enjoyed the opportunity to kick off our 2016 Life on Chocolate event season. With that, we have Art on Chocolate that's coming up this weekend. Over 150 artists, food vendors, entertainment throughout the day. Just a reminder that Chocolate Avenue will be closed between Linden and Ridge starting at 6 a.m. Cocoa will also be closed between Chocolate and Caracas. The road closures are projected until 8 o'clock following the end of the event at 5, but we'll work to get cleaned up and have them reopened as soon as possible, as soon as it's clear. That's this weekend. Then the following weekend is the opening weekend for our Farmers Market on Chocolate. We're going to be located in the parking lot adjacent to the fire company this year, behind Chocolate Town Square. We're looking forward to expanded programming to kick off the season with that, and we're partnering with Parks and Recreation to incorporate some fitness activities and other programming in Chocolate Town Square. So it should be lots of fun. That's going to go from 8 to 12:30 this year. Finally, you received a letter. The Downtown Hershey Association is looking to partner with the Farmers Market in Hershey, with the other Farmers Market over at the Beanery. We have a collaborative relationship with them to apply for some funding through USDA's Farmers Market Promotion Program. The funding would be used for mostly marketing and promotion of the two markets. There's no match required. So we're looking forward to this opportunity and requesting a letter of support from the township, supporting the project, documenting the relationship between the organization and the township through my position, and then also holding events on township property.
Thank you, Lauren. I don't envision that to be a problem at all. And will you be heading up the process of
applying for the funding?
Applying for that funding.
We actually have one of our board members that's leading that effort. And because it's a federal opportunity, there are a lot of steps and processes to go through in order to register and actually submit the application. So I'm hopeful that we'll be able to get it in this year. If not, we have a lot of good information completed, and we'll be in good shape for next year. So I do have the letter, if you wouldn't mind signing it tonight. Such that if we're able to complete all the processes, we can get that in with the application.
Absolutely, and congratulations for that kickoff event too. It's just going to be a fantastic and exciting summer season with lots to do downtown. It's going to be a great summer for everyone.
Great, we're looking forward to it.
Thank you.
So do you need a vote from us for it to support?
Yes, please.
Okay.
I'll make that motion.
Moved by Mr. Foley, I'll second that motion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, and that motion carries unanimously, and I'll be more than happy to sign that document.
Thank you.
Jill?
I just wanted to announce that the summer township news will be delivered tomorrow.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
May I have a motion for approval of accounts payable in the amount of $1,209,815 and payroll in the amount of $326,366.36? Moved by Mr. Foley.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Engel. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? And those approvals are granted unanimously. I'd like to invite members of the public for the second visitor public comment. Anyone wishing to address the Board of Supervisors, I invite you to the podium. Please state your name and your address. And I'd like to ask that you limit your comments to 3 minutes or less. Seeing none, do I have a motion for adjournment?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Foley. I'll second that. And all those in favor?
Aye.
This meeting is hereby adjourned.